The Secret's oat for nourishing your sensitive skin. Start each day with Aveeno's Daily Moisturizing Body Wash to gently cleanse and help preserve your skin's moisture barrier. Then slather on the Daily Moisturizing Body Lotion for 24 hours of clinically proven hydration. This powerful combo gives you 2 times the moisture in 2 easy steps, thanks to both nourishing oat formulas. Get softer, smoother skin and shop Aveeno now at Target.
Samaje Perine hit the century mark for the 2nd time in 2 games. We were impressed. I think I speak for both of us, Danny. It sounds like we're in agreement. There's nothing sexy here. And frankly, there's nothing that is in any way franchise-altering.
Right.
But this was a mid-round pick for this reason. I think you got a guy in the 4th round who can be a productive running back. I'd like to say he's going to be a really nice kind of second power back. If you could have someone who's got Chris Thompson's skill set, maybe with a little bit more size or durability, and they could be the split with him where pass catcher gets 7 or 8 carries a game, Perine gets 18 or 19, but you've got the speed from the other guy to be somewhat exotic and dynamic in your design and create some plays outside of scheme, then I think that could be good if you don't want to go invest a lot of money or a high pick in the running back position.
Yeah, so you and I have disagreed about this in the past. I just don't see the value in the, quote, franchise-changing running back because, I don't necessarily believe in it, but, B, I think everybody talks themselves into the next guy as the franchise changer, and that threshold kind of keeps lowering. But whatever, forget that for the second. You could absolutely have a good NFL offense with that guy getting his carries, wearing defense down, and then the change of pace. The Latavius Murray, Jerick McKinnon combo in Minnesota is kind of the perfect example of what it can look like. There's a bunch of examples throughout the league. If you don't have David Johnson, if you don't have Le'Veon Bell, you mix and match. You've got personnel groupings, and then you can have a tendency, if you want, where you run a certain series of plays, one guy in, and then you can break tendency. There's value in that as well, where you just keep jabbing somebody in the same spot, and then they start to expect it, then something else opens up, to use a boxing analogy. To me, there's value in giving a guy like Perine enough of those carries that a defense wears down, and they have to account for it.
Yeah, no doubt about that. You've seen it the last 2 weeks. Walter's in Alexandria. What's up, Walter?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's up, buddy?
Gentlemen, I am still concerned about Perine's ball control skills. Every time he has that ball and going out of the field, I really expect him to fumble. So what I'm saying is don't think that you got it made with him. Now that some teams have not made the playoffs or out the playoffs, go and try to get you a nice running back from somewhere else because I think you're going to need it. Because don't think that Perine is the answer because I am concerned about his ball control skills.
Well, I understand the concern about him fumbling just because he's been close to fumbling a lot. So I don't think that that's outrageous or egregious or anything. I mean, know that the numbers don't bear it out. Again, on plays where he's gotten a carry and he's secured the football, he's fumbled 1 time this season. And that's on 113 rushing
attempts. So the one that was on him, in my opinion, he doesn't get credited for, that muffed exchange where he has no window to throw in. But your point is well
seen.
But
these are different things.
Yes.
Yes, that was on him. Just like I think the toss was on him in the backfield in the Rams game,
that's right.
It was. Those are mesh point fumbles. That's an entirely different thing than what Tiki Barber had problems with that almost cost him his career.
Mm-hmm.
A big problem, Matt Jones had this, that cost you a chance to be an NFL running back is you cannot secure the football. He has 1 fumble on 113 attempts in those situations. He's almost fumbled a couple of times.
Near fumbles.
But guess what? If his elbow doesn't hit the ground, he probably doesn't, and we're not talking about this. That's how you're down, when your elbow hits the ground. So I can't necessarily hold those against him, but I understand if you hold your breath a little bit. I wouldn't say, though, after this guy has 3 starts, 11 games into his career, that we know exactly what he's going to be forever. Players improve. They get better. I didn't think when he was drafted necessarily that there would be speed or burst enough to be scary, but I do wholeheartedly think that he can pick up yards and kind of do what he's done. That's a great skill where a lot of running backs, I remember Mike Shanahan talking to me about Evan Royster at one point saying, look, he'll never do a single thing that's going to necessarily impress you as you watch him.
Right.
But at the end of the
great
game, you'll look up,
yeah,
and I'll bet you he's running for .118 on 5 yards per attempt, and he'll be the all-time leading rusher at Penn State. Some guys just have that ability with body lean and falling forward and the right cut at the right time. And with him, there's going to be plenty of ones and zeros and twos and minus ones, especially behind this line.
Yeah, so if there's penetration, he's not going to do the shimmy, you know, make two guys miss, shed a tackle, smack a guy to the ground. He's not going to do it a Walter Payton run. There are only so many of those guys in history that have been able to do that.
But let me ask you this. What might he have been able to do behind a really good offensive line the last 2 weeks? I mean, behind the Cowboys offensive line.
Yeah, what if he played in Dallas?
He went for 217 in two games here with Tony Bergstrom and Chase Roullier at center in two different games. With multiple line combinations, with Ari Quanjo at guard, with, I could continue, you get the point.
We all get the point.
Ty Nsekhe at left tackle. Last week it was Ty Nsekhe at guard. What if you just had Trent Williams at left tackle and Sean LaVau at left guard and Spencer Long at center, or Chase Roullier at center and Spencer Long at guard, and Brandon Scherff, a Pro Bowler at guard, and Morgan Moses healthy, which he isn't at tackle? Would 217 be 250? I mean, would he have been averaging 120 in the last two games? Does that change in any way how you would feel? I think those are fair questions. Hey, let's hit on Josh Doctson for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Doctson, last night, I'd say mixed bag because he did some good, did some bad. Overall, a frustrating evening. The pass interference play proved massive, picked up nearly 40 yards, set them up with their second big play of the game after the Crowder 38-yard catch and run from Cousins. In addition to the PI that he drew, he caught the 14-yard touchdown on an excellent route. But you had a false start. You had a third and long where he ran short of the sticks. And then you had a fourth down. I don't know if we'll call it a drop or not. I still need to go back and watch if anybody's found a GIF or a good video of that. If a DB touched it, I think it was tipped.
Yeah, Craig Hoffman, I thought the defensive back got a hand in the midnight play.
So let's not even chalk that up as a drop. It's a play I wanted him to make, but if it got tipped, that's impossible and hard, and I'm not going to be unrealistic here. But you see this guy coming on. My point on him is still, this is not Malcolm Kelly and this is not Devin Thomas. I mean, hopefully by now you can agree with that. Like, this guy can play. Now it's about being consistent. And I think what I would urge people to do, view him like you view a rookie. If last year did not happen, what would we be saying about Josh Doctson? If this was his first season, what would we be saying about Josh Doctson? The catches he's made, the plays he's made, there have been a couple of drops, not a ton, by the way, on non-acrobatic plays. He hasn't dropped just routine throws middle of the field like Terrell Pryor does week in and week out, like Jamison Crowder did four times in a game.
Yep.
Those haven't really happened. There have been some maddening plays, short of the sticks yesterday as an example. But if he was a rookie, I think people would be really excited for him. Because of the frustration and the anger toward him for the injuries in his rookie year, I think the whole feeling on him is colored, but the dude flashes every single week. He's clearly got some pretty substantial skills.
I'd like to delve more into this. So let's do it after our quick commercial break. But to me, I think we conflate he's the best they have with how good that really means he is, if that makes any sense. And that's kind of where you and I think the fundamental disagreement we have is ultimately what it means that he's their best outside receiver among a group that includes Ryan Grant, a practice squad player in Maurice Harris, and one of a disastrous free agent signing in Terrell Pryor. You know what I mean? I think because he's the best of that group, what does that mean for his strength and whatever else kind of league-wide? We evaluate Kirk Cousins based on everybody else, right? We say, look at what he's done with so little. Look at the rest of the league. Look what's happening. When I apply that same criteria, you and I kind of come up with different results. That's what I'm fascinated to delve into.
Yeah, but I don't think it's time to do that with him yet. He's played 15 games whatever it is. It might even be less than that. 800-636-1067. We'll get into that next. What do you think about Josh Doctson yesterday? Grant and Danny on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.